Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Wow. Well, we are reporting live from the Napa Auto Parts Studios, getting ready for a visit with our friend, comedian Jordan. I almost got it out. Did I say Jorthla?
Jordan is what you said. JML!
Jordan Matherlicht. Yeah. Did you ever get a grief about the licked part of your name?
You know, in middle school, sure.
Remember, the sensibility of the show is pretty much middle school.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, good. Now, Jordan Matherlicht, a handsome young comedian. He is here with us in the studio. 22 years of age.
Oh, yeah.
What about 6'2", 110?
6'3", 160.
Okay, there we go.
116?
160.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, yeah.
Very slender.
There's a lot of me.
Yeah. There's a lot of you?
I'm a very tall man. Very lanky.
Okay.
It's just very spread out.
Okay, very good, very good. And now, are we currently seeing, is there a lady in the world?
Not a specific one. I would say most of my dating life is just telling people I'm not gay. It's very exhausting. I think it's really a hobby at this point. I got a text from a guy once saying, hey, come over to my place, guarantee oral. And that just puts me in a very difficult position. Because I definitely am not gay, but I sure as hell am not rude either.
That's right.
So I think it actually works out in my advantage because girlfriend's parents are never intimidated by me at all. I feel like whenever they meet me, they just think, she'll figure it out. It's fine. Don't even worry about it.
But Jordan Matherlicht is our guest. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Jordan.
Oh, you're fine.
That's very, very funny. But you're polite. That's
yes.
Being polite is a good thing.
I hope so.
Yes.
We mentioned the fact that your father is, in fact, a man of the cloth.
Yes.
Is he still with us, apparently?
Yes, he is.
Okay, good, because you mentioned you're living at your parents' house.
Yes.
I mean, you could be living at your parents' house and one or both of them could be gone.
True. Right. Right. Absolutely.
Probably take a little bit of the comedy out of it.
Yeah. They both passed away. Implication.
I left their room just like it was before they got in the car.
God.
Oh. Yeah, that was dark. That was
actually, I brought Mom back here, and that's her sitting in the rocker over there. Wow. She has to be in a rocker, though, right?
So let's just do some profile stuff. I don't expect jokes on all these topics. I'm just going to run stuff by you.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Do you wear glasses?
Yeah, I have contacts in right now.
Because I was going to say you're blinking over there like something's wrong.
Oh, no. Yeah, just a little dried out.
Okay. All right. Have you seen those new commercials with Jennifer Aniston?
Yes, for dry eye.
Yeah. Does anyone besides me think this is kind of bogus?
My disease is dry.
Really, disease? Really? Uh-huh. Cancer is a disease. Dry eye. Let's get some drops and shut the hell up, okay?
I don't think you should be so judgmental.
It's CDE. Chronic dry.
Okay, I'm sure it exists.
Love your eye experience. Or something.
It just seems a little much.
Or CDD, chronic dry disease.
You're wondering why these
chronic dry eye.
If you're wondering why these drops are $100 a bottle, it's because they're paying me $1 million for this commercial.
Oh my gosh!
So you've got good eyes, huh?
Oh no, garbage.
Okay, really?
Terrible eyes.
Okay, how about teeth?
I had braces. I have.
Let's see.
I had a palate expander.
A what?
A palate expander.
Yeah, I had a gap in the front. So
we need a palate expander for our taste in almost everything.
Yeah. it's awful.
Your teeth look great. Your parents have to be very proud.
Oh, yeah. They fixed them early.
That's a lot of sermons to get those things done.
Yeah, did in middle school, had glasses and braces. Figured, you know, it's the ugliest you're going to be anyway in middle school. So just rack it up, you know.
Okay.
Josh, don't take that personally.
Oh, no, I don't.
Josh has braces.
In fact, I didn't take it personally until you suggested I not take it personally.
Now,
I'd forgotten he had braces until.
Well, Josh, and you got them at an advanced age. We knew this, but these are the braces.
Advanced age.
These are the braces on the teeth.
Right.
Not the.
Not on his legs.
Want to make that clear? We do have a ramp in case you are thinking of adding those to your.
No, I don't need those now. But good to know.
Yeah. Just giving you a heads up there.
Let's see how the brace. You just hit them tight, and let's see how they're doing. There's
only a couple more visits left. I go again Friday, and then they said the one after that, they'll be taking them off.
Ah.
So, yeah.
You'll be free again.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You have to eat slower?
No.
Hang on. As your attorney, what the hell is that supposed to mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Because you got all the hardware in your mouth. I mean, you have to obviously avoid, you can't eat, like, I assume, gummy bears or...
You never.
Yeah,
have
I really I can. They said the only thing I shouldn't eat are taffy and those hard pretzel nugget things.
Now, does the orthodontist make bad jokes about intimate oral maneuvers?
Oh God!
No, she doesn't. She doesn't.
Oh, she?
No. Yeah.
Oh wow. Now, do you feel bad?
No, not at all. I was kind of curious if that was sort of part of the standard repertoire.
Oh boy!
I mean, occasionally sexuality comes into the realm of medical advice. This is something that was talked about on the show by several people. I won't name any names, but Schimmel, Robert Schimmel, mm-hmm. the comedian, mentioned the fact that after his heart surgery, his doctor said you need to wait. What was it? Wait a month before having sex with your wife, and wait 2 months before having sex with a girlfriend, which I thought was, and it wasn't a joke. I mean, that's the gist of what he said. But I was just wondering if they made some.
Thank you for not including me in that.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. No. They didn't say, you know, hey, don't.
Be careful. Don't.
Right.
I mean, they're all the stories about.
Oh, there are myths. Well, you know, my brother goes, hey, now that you have braces, just make sure you don't kiss anybody else with braces or else they'll get stuck together.
And you'll be arrested.
Yeah. I was like, look, I'm kissing somebody
you'll
else.
You'll be arrested braces. In front of the high school.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I thought you were pimping me for the punchline, but you did it yourself.
He doesn't need you.
Yeah,
he just does the jokes himself.
Sorry.
He could have a little sampler that had like, yes, oh, I see, on it, and he could just push the button.
But my favorite thing about the braces that I didn't know, now, see, the fact that I've brought them up, I can tell you're a little self-conscious about them right now because you're kind of going.
No, it's because I'm eating a bagel.
Oh,
I have a bagel with cream cheese, and so I'm,
Oh, that's what
I do get self-conscious when after I eat something because they get clogged.
Yeah. Now, did you have to lube up your braces like Josh did?
Lube up?
No.
You know, you put wax on them just to make sure that they don't
snag. I've
had
like the pieces of wax.
Right.
That's what he means.
Okay. Yeah, I've never heard that term.
Sorry, you have to wax them up.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Had the rubber bands and everything.
Oh, okay. I didn't have to worry too much about the bands.
Yeah, these are real bad for a long time.
Yeah, my daughter.
You still wax them up? Is it like a big waxing stick?
They kind of come in a stick, and you break it off and wad it up. I don't use them any. I had to really use them in the beginning because my cheeks weren't used to it. I had more wax in my mouth than the perverted night watchman at Madame Tussauds. Oh, thank you.
That's my favorite joke of the year. First of all, I love Madame Tussauds. Maybe that's why.
Yes.
Did you ever go into Madame Tussauds? You walk around?
Yeah.
All the wax dummies. And let me ask this.
I had my picture taken with people, and yeah.
This, a yes or no question. While you were there,
yes.
Did people in front of you or behind you actually start saying stuff to the dummies?
Oh, my God. No.
No.
Oh, yeah.
You saw people talking to
them? Yeah. I had a guy walk up to the Hitler.
Really?
Here we go again.
No, it's true. Talking about what a bad person he was.
Oh, my.
Talking to a wax dummy.
Oh, you know what? I wonder if that's cathartic for some people.
I bet it is. And Tom's making light of it.
Mm-hmm. No.
Well, it is strange.
It's an observation. I've witnessed this. Have you been to Madame Tussauds?
No. I find all of that sort of that wax, it's creepy.
Some of it's creepy.
I get out and nervous thinking about it.
Now, do you get nervous around ventriloquists and ventriloquist dummies?
I don't
like
ventriloquist dummies either. I sure don't. Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What if there were a wax ventriloquist dummy?
Hey, what if you shut up?
What if it were a wax ventriloquist dummy of Joe Theismann?
I'd still be creeped out.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe owes me a text, by the way.
What if Joe came in here and he said, "Hi, chick, I brought my dummy."
I'd get up and walk I'd get up and walk out of the room.
I call him Rigo.
You know, I got into a remembered fight with one of the comedians who doesn't come in here anymore, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Who had a ventriloquist dummy. Hello, Bob and Tom show.
Hello, Donnie Dunn, Joe.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
It's Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Sammy.
Who's Larry? No, it's not Larry. Denny.
Denny.
Denny. Hey, Denny.
Timmy.
Jerry.
Timmy.
It's Timmy.
Timmy.
Chick McGee there?
Chick McGee's here, Timmy.
No, not.
Timmy.
Chick, I heard you don't like ventriloquist dummy.
No,
Are you a dummy, Timmy?
Well, no, Tom. I'm not the dummy. She's the dummy.
Oh, can we talk to your...
You cut that out, Timmy.
Well, there we go. Hey, what's your name?
See, this always happens. The ventriloquist, not the dummy, but the ventriloquist starts to think the dummy's alive. I'm telling you.
No.
What's your name, Timmy's
master?
That's
not the case at all.
Jerry.
That's the time. perfectly sane.
Oh, are you Jerry?
Yeah, this is Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
It's Jerry with my little pal here, Timmy. Yeah.
Well, tell us, what's Timmy wearing right now? Does he have a little top hat on?
Well, I'll let Timmy describe what he's got
on.
Oh,
good. I'd love to hear this.
I got a top hat.
Uh-huh. A top hat?
Yeah, I got a monocle on my eye.
You've got a monocle on your eye, Timmy. Okay, are you holding a little cane and wearing maybe a tuxedo?
No, I'm holding my dick.
What?
You're holding your stick. So it's a walking stick, like a baton, kind of.
No, it's not a.
It's a big, huge stick.
Whenever
okay.
I have
whenever
to
you
what?
Have to what?
No, whenever I get.
Whenever I sit,
I use the stick.
I get on your kick.
It doesn't help when you get upset. It's harder to understand.
He's angry.
It helps whenever I shit. Ow, you son of a bitch.
Hang up the phone. So long, Jerry. That's Jerry. That's Jerry and Timmy.
Okay. I don't know what he said there at the end.
I'm not sure. I think he hit his knee with his stick.
Wow.
I'm hoping. Anyway.
Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.